السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, also our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again we have gathered here. Monday night is normally our majlis night where we discuss some Hadith Sharif or some Quranic verse or some incident in the life of some Sahabi or some Awliya or something that's relevant to our times. So tonight that was my intention, to just continue with where we had left off in the last majlis. Because one thing we have to learn and we have to understand, that in Sharia there are certain days and certain nights in which we have been asked to increase our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat, our du'as, our ruju ila Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned certain virtues of those nights, and those nights are recurring. They come every year. For example, the Laylatul Barat, the 15th night of Shaban. Now the 15th night of Shaban, within 2 weeks we will get 15th night of Shaban. So once again, all those virtues of the 15th night of Shaban we can achieve and acquire in that night. Or we have Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr will come every year in the month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, search for it in the last 10 nights or the odd nights of the last 10. And most of them said that it will be the 27. But whatever it is, there will be a Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan. Then we have the nights of Eid. Whenever there will be Eidul Fitr and Eidul Adha, the nights of those Eids are Mubarak. They are full of blessing, full of rewards. In the same way, we have many days. We have the 10th of Muharram, Yawm-e Ashura. Now every year there will be a 10th of Muharram. In the same way, every year there will be Eidul Adha and Eidul Fitr. Every year we will get the Arafah, the 9th of Zilhijjah. It will be the day of Arafah. Now every year the Haji, or even if he is not a Haji, the person can get those rewards which have been promised for fasting on that day and for Ibadat in that day. So there are certain nights and certain days which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned certain virtues of, and they come every year. With regards to Laylatul Miraj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of his many mu'jizat and many miracles, this was one of the major miracles. He's going up to the heavens. Within a short space of the night, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Haram here means sacred. Kaabatullah Sharif, the masjid around Kaaba Sharif. And from Masjid al-Aqsa to Baytul Muqaddas, and from there, above the seven heavens, brought to the presence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, showed Jannat and Jahannam, and he was returned in a short space of time. Now this was a great miracle. But the virtue of that night is that night in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made that miraj. It's not one of those nights which have been mentioned, like Laylatul Bara'at or Laylatul Qadr, etc. Therefore, there's so much of difference of opinion also that exactly when was that night. Although many have said it's the 27th night. But there are different reports in the ahadith. We're not talking about latter-day people from the time of the Sahabas. And there's so much of other detail. So it was indeed a very, very auspicious night, very miraculous event took place. But it was that particular night. So we must keep this in mind. So Laylatul Miraj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala invited him. Now you have been listening to Laylatul Miraj incidents and the history of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Miraj and all the details that go with that incident. If we have to discuss that in detail, then I assure you that we can go on the whole night and the whole week and the whole month and it will still not finish. So much of description Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave of what he had seen, and then all the differences of opinions and many, many other issues, and who he met and why he met and what was he shown. So we are not going to go into all those details. Tonight what I have decided is that I came across a very beautiful bayan of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Shakur Deenpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, a very great muhaddis, mufassir and a scholar. So I will read some extracts from there and give you some commentary. We'll have thereafter a very short zikr and dua, inshallah, because this Thursday we will not be having a zikr program.
آقا تیری معراج کے تو لوح قلم تک پہنچا آقا تیری معراج کے تو لوح قلم تک پہنچا اور میری معراج کے میں تیرے قدم تک پہنچا
او مائی ماسٹر سیدنا رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, your miraj was that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took you above the heavens, lawh and qalam and arsh and kursi, and we were brought to the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That was your miraj. And my miraj is that I fall at your feet, meaning I make your ittiba, I follow you. That's my miraj. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his miraj, he was taken up and he was given the 5 times salat as a gift. And for the believers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he made that the miraj. When we have our foreheads in sajda, that's our miraj. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's miraj was right up. But if we want that miraj, we want to get that connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we fall in prostration, we make sajda. And at that time we are the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the time the banda of Allah is the closest. Now that is what we don't want to do. We are so negligent in our salat. Very small percentage of the ummah really takes namaz and salat seriously. And many of us who make our 5 times salat, I always say that most of those salats are you go, I am coming. Or make your salat quickly, I'm waiting. Or sometimes the person is not even going into the masjid, is waiting outside. And yet he knows that it is salat time, it is namaz time. So many nikahs, so many mayyats, the person does not even go into the masjid. So salat is the miraj of the believers. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's heart was washed in the water of Zamzam. It was filled with iman and hikmah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken out of this world and brought to another world, brought to the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The believer, he makes wuzu. He makes wuzu. He also washes his hands, his face, his feet. And then when he makes Allahu Akbar, then he goes out from this territory to another world. He goes to the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, provided he has made effort on that namaz. But even if it is a weak namaz, in these days we say, don't miss out, don't give it up. Don't say, because I don't have the perfect namaz, so therefore I must not perform any salat at all. Don't throw the baby away. Throw the dirty water away. Don't throw the blanket away. Throw the bug out of the blanket. So those things which are bugging us, our TVs, our movies, our adultery, our fornication, our rave clubs, our cinemas, our discos, our Bollywood and Hollywood actors and actresses, and all the other filthy sites on the internet, and those filthy magazines and pictures that come in the newspapers. Now all those things have bugged our salat. So much of bugs that when we are making Allahu Akbar, then we just cannot seem to get that concentration. We cannot seem to get our mind focused. It's like a person who has got a blanket filled with 1,000 bugs. You think he'll get sleep? Even if there's one bug, it'll make him dance. Like one person told me once, he says, Maulana, there's one Taweez wala, and he has told me that there are six jinnat, six jinns that I am being troubled by. So it's going to cost 6 by 2,000 rands to take out each jinn. So what's your opinion? I said, well, no problem. Tell him that first tie those six jinns and show them to you. That they are the six jinns. I've arrested them. You have a good look at them. And then also negotiate some discount. I said, even if there was one jinn, it would have made you dance. You think you got six jinns and you're still comfortable. One jinn would have made you hit the ceiling and you're quite comfortable, and that man is taking you for a ride, the six jinns. So like that, if a person has got so many bugs, you think he's going to make his salat peacefully. So we have to get rid of those things. There is no other solution. People are complaining and complaining and complaining. No peace in our lives. We don't know what is happening. There's no sukoon in our lives. No tranquility. Just, we are depressed and distressed, and we feel rejected and we feel down, and there's quarrels and arguments and everything people are complaining of. But we don't want to get rid of those bugs which is causing that restlessness. So, Aqa teri mehraj ke tu lauho qalam tak pahuncha, aur meri mehraj ke main tere qadam tak pahuncha. Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went for mehraj, so the poet says, Hazrat chale mehraj par balghal ula bi kamalihi. Hazrat chale mehraj par balghal ula bi kamalihi. Andhera tha ujala hua, kashafad duja bi jamalihi. Hazrat chale mehraj par balaghal ula bi kamalihi. Andhera tha ujala hua, kashafad duja bi jamalihi. Unke fazail, unke khasail nek the, hasunat jami'u khisalihi. Unke khasail nek the, hasunat jami'u khisalihi. Malik ne tohfa ye diya, Malik ne tohfa ye diya, sallu alayhi wa alihi. Malik ne tohfa ye diya, sallu alayhi wa alihi. Read Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. As I said, I'm not discussing Mi'raj in detail tonight. So this is a reference to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when he was brought to the presence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And I've discussed this in detail in most of the bayans that we have given on Mi'raj, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, now those people who say, how could Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with his eyes when we cannot see? So indeed we cannot see in this world, but in Jannat the people will be able to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's eyes, what they saw, where can we see? Can we see Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam? Can we see Mikael and the other angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Can we see Jannat and Jahannam with our eyes? When we are making salat, can we see behind us? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was making salat, he could see the saf behind him also, what person is doing there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what he saw, where can we see? So many things have been mentioned about the eyes of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a subject in itself. And there's nothing to doubt. There are many things that we cannot see with our eyes, but you can see it under the microscope. There are many stars we cannot see with our eyes, but you can see it through a telescope. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given man that kind of intelligence, then what is there for us to doubt that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the night of Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with sight, which could see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his glory. It was the highest stage that any person could have achieved, any Nabi could have reached. That was the love for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was Habib of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this Mi'raj, why did it take place? We know that it took place, but then why did it take place? Now many things have been mentioned in the volumes that have been written. Believe me, there are volumes that have been written. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Shakur Sahib, he says, Mi'raj Allah ki kudrat ka shahkar hai, Mi'raj mojaz-e aqa-e namdar hai. Ek lafz Isra hai, ek Mi'raj hai. Makkah se lekar Baitul Muqaddas tak Quran ki istilah mein, Islam ki istilah mein Isra hai. Baitul Muqaddas se wara'ul wara, Sidratul Muntaha, thumma dana fatadalla, fakana qaba qawsaini aw adna. Usko Mi'raj kehte hain. There are two words, one is Isra and one is Mi'raj. This too we have discussed many times, that that journey which is undertaken at night is called Isra. Now the Quran Sharif talks about Isra. Subhanallazi asra bi abdihi laylam minal masjidil haram ila al masjid al aqsa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, glorified be he, that he took his servant by night from masjid al haram to masjid al aqsa. Alladhi barakna hawlahu, the precincts, the surroundings of which we have blessed, so that we may show him some of our signs. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all hearing, all seeing. So that part of the journey is called Isra. Allah Ta'ala has blessed Baitul Muqaddas. It has been the Qibla of the Anbiya of the past. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, about 16 months after coming to Madinah Tayyibah, he still faced in the direction of Masjid al-Aqsa. Then the verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made the Kaabatullah Sharif the Qibla of the believers. It is one of those places that we have been asked to make special journey towards, besides the two Haramain Sharifain. The Haramain Sharifain, Kaabatullah Sharif and Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, the third one is Masjid al-Aqsa. And there are great virtues of Masjid al-Aqsa. Aqsa really means something that is at a distance, because it was a far away from Makkah Sharif, they used to call it Aqsa. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose that place, which is in the hands of the Yahudis today. or they practically control the movement in and out of Masjid Al-Aqsa. Muslims have become so weak that they cannot liberate, they cannot free Masjid Al-Aqsa from the bondage of these Yahud. And that, if you have to read Bani Suratul Isra after some ayats in the same ruku, then we get the reason also. That things like this have happened in the past also. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala points towards one thing, and that is that as we will be, Allah Ta'ala will deal with us. So we have to continue the effort, and everybody is interested and very much keen, and everybody feels, and they should feel. If they do not feel, then you are not a good Muslim and a believer, if you don't feel the pain that any Muslim is suffering around the globe anywhere. But at the same time, we have to bring about changes in our own lives and make effort to that others also bring a change. That they must develop this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, where the person, when he raises his hands and makes dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala immediately opens up the heavens. Now that will come when a large majority of the people change. Then if a few haven't changed, it's a different issue. But when the majority are disobedient, majority of us are transgressing, violating, when majority of us are sinning openly, we are unconcerned. One is a person committed a sin secretly. He is ashamed. He is shedding tears of remorse and regret. Oh my beloved Allah, you blessed me with sight and this is what I have done with my sight. You blessed me with wealth and this is what I have done with my wealth. I went to prostitute quarters. I went to rave club. I went to disco. Or I committed this sin or that sin. Ya Allah, you blessed me with health. And this is what I did, committed zina, adultery. If you had taken away the health and I was tied to a hospital bed with all the tubes running throughout the body, would I have been able to go for zina? So the person is ashamed after committing that sin and is regretting. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves that servant. Allah Ta'ala forgives his sin and Allah Ta'ala accepts his tawbah if he is sincere that he does not want to return to it again. But at present the Muslim ummah is unconcerned. The Muslim governments, if you have to go to the countries which are called Muslim countries, right from the very airport you can see that this person is unconcerned, or the government is unconcerned what is Islamic or un-Islamic. Most of them you'll find plenty of alcohol from the airports. And all kinds of films and pictures and haram in abundance. In other words, they're challenging the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala all the time. It is just because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmatul lil alameen that we are being saved. So the precincts and the surrounding of which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we have blessed, Allah Ta'ala wanted to show his signs. So Miraj is a great miracle. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with this. From Baitul Muqaddas onwards, it was like a lift that was brought. Now those days they could not even understand this. Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for us to understand. Science has made things easy for us to understand. Everything that has been mentioned in the ahadith and the teachings of Quran and Sunnah, which people of the past had great difficulty in comprehending and understanding, science has made it easy for us to understand. Look at the speed of travel. And with all the knowledge that they have gained up till now of the galaxies and of the planets and everything else, now they say that the nine planets which we were learning of in our school days, now they have discovered another three. Who knows, after another few years they'll discover another three. And before some time we will have 50 planets. So they're still discovering. So how can the person say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went and tapped at the first heaven, or the door of the first heaven was tapped, and as a Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, that who is it? He said, Jibreel, who's with you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Has he been invited? Yes. The door was opened. Now they say, we go up, we don't see any door. So how far have they gone? There are stars which are thousands of light years away from the earth. And many times I have said that our moon, we say, is only 240,000 miles away from the earth. Hardly takes 2.5 seconds for the light of the moon to reach the earth. The sun, 90 million miles away. It takes about 8.5 minutes before the light of the sun arrives here. And then there are stars that are hundreds of thousands of light years away. Now, if light travels at the speed of 186,000 miles per second, can anybody even imagine when they will reach? So we must accept what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us to be the truth. After that, make use of the intelligence, wisdom that Allah Ta'ala has given, research that comes. If that research corresponds, then you accept it. But if there is something that the research is showing and the hadith is saying something else, then we will believe that which is in the hadith sharif, and we will say that the research of man, there's a deficiency. Today they are saying this, tomorrow they will say something else. Just like up till now they told us there were 9 planets, and now they say there are 12 planets. It's just like as the Sahibanul Indra Mutullah Ali used to say that science, we heard that they tell us that all the vitamin is in the peel of the apple. All the vitamin. So you must eat the apple with the peel. Then there was some research, they said no, it's in the core of the apple, so you must eat the apple, take the peel off. He says very soon there will be a new research that throw the apple away, just eat the peel. So that is our research. So this was Mi'raj. Now why did this Mi'raj take place? We will just discuss that for tonight. A few things. We can't discuss everything. So he says,
Allah ka mansha ye tha ke dunya ko pata chal jaye ke jitna is zameen aur dharti se arsh kursi aur aasman uncha hai itna zameen walon se mere mehboob ki shaan hai.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to show that just as arsh and kursi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so high, so high, so high that we can't imagine, the shan of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatness of my Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even more than that. Because as Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam at Sidratul Muntaha, he said, now if I proceed even a hair breadth further from here, I will burn to ash.
Sidratul Muntaha par jo pahunche nabi, Sidratul Muntaha par jo pahunche nabi, sar jhuka kar ye Jibril kehne lage. Sidratul Muntaha par jo pahunche nabi, sar jhuka kar ye Jibril kehne lage, ae habibe khuda ab siwa aapke, ae habibe khuda ab siwa aapke, isse aage jo jayega jal jayega.
Nuri, he was a Nuri. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam made of noor, but that was the maximum that he could reach. After that he couldn't go further. He was left behind. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was higher than even all the angels. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he created the creation. There are 4 kinds. Nuri, Nari, Khaki and Abi. Nuri, Nari, Khaki and Abi. Nuri means created out of Noor. The angels have been created out of Noor. Nari, created out of fire. Shaitan, Jinnat, so many other things created out of fire. Abi, made out, created in water, made the fish of the sea. And Khaki, made out of earth, human beings. Allah Ta'ala did not give Nubuwat to the Nuris. No Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala came amongst the Nuri. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was great, very great. But he was not a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Why? Because they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't marry. So they cannot be an example for mankind. Allah Ta'ala did not give nubuwwat to anything in the sea. The fish of the sea, no matter how huge the whale may be, but no whale became a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And also, those who were made of Nar, Nur, Nar and Abi, they didn't get nubuwwat. It's only human being. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got nubuwwat. So many Anbiya, they were human beings. And the greatest of all was Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So he says it was to show that this is the stage that man can reach, jinnat can reach, human beings can reach, but the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the greatest of all Nabis, he reached a stage that no prophet also reached that stage in his life. Miraj isliye hua, maqsad tha ke jo cheez jiske liye banayi gayi hai wo usko ek raat hi mein dikha di jaye. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole universe was created for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he had not intended sending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam to this world, he would have not created the universe. There again, many, many times you must have heard from me, na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makkah, madina, gar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota. Would there have been any masajid in the world? Would there have been Kaaba Sharif in the world? Would there have been Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam in the world? Would there have been all the other institutions of deen in the world? Nothing would have been there if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not come. So it was to show Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the entire world. He gave him a view from the top which no man, no jinn, no angel had. The view that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had of the whole kainat, nobody had in this world. The greatest of angels also didn't have. Who had that view? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was shown there. Now we can discuss this at length, but let's go forward. Bataya gaya ke jahan tak meri rububiyat hai, kamli wale wahan tak teri nubuwat hai. To show that up wherever is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rububiyat, Allah ta'ala is nourishing, Allah ta'ala is sustaining the whole world and everything that it contains and all the worlds. So up to wherever you can think of where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rububiyat is, you say, oh my beloved Nabi, all over there is your nubuwat. Ha, we haven't understood who our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. We are prone to follow the monkeys of the West and the East, whether they come from Hollywood or Bollywood, and we become so excited, and especially if some young person of our family or amongst our friends, he is given the opportunity of posing next to some Bollywood actress or Bollywood actor, the person thinks that I pose next to the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's how proud he is. He will boast about it, he will talk about it. And many of our young friends also, their saliva also begins to flow. And they become desirous also, that I wish I was given that kind of honor. Astaghfirullah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Those whose lives revolve around nothing but adultery, fornication, music, dancing with other people's wives, kissing and cuddling and hugging and doing all kinds of things with strangers, and we make them our icons, we make them our idols, we make them our heroes. Let us get up. Let us get up from our sleep. Tumhare ghar mein choron ne lagayi hai naqab, jaago. Tumhare ghar mein choron ne lagayi hai naqab, jaago.
tumhara ye liye jaate hain maal asbab sab jaago pade ho ab bhi ghafil kar rahe ho kya ghazab jaago bahut soye bas ab jaago bas ab jaago They have stolen your culture, they have stolen your Sharia practices, they have stolen your lifestyles, they have stolen your ibadat, they have stolen your zikr, they have stolen your tilawat. They have made you go crazy like the world has gone crazy over these type of things. The youth, the adults, the young, the old, everyone just glued to the television, that's the life. How long are you going to sleep? He says, Jago, bas ab jago. Mehraj kyun hui? Zulaikha ne auraton ko jama kiya ke mere Yusuf ko dekho. Allah ne puri kainat ke anbiya aur farishton ko jama kiya ke mere mehboob Muhammad ko dekho. Zulaikha gathered the friends to show that she was in love with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So the women were taunting her that you are the wife of the king and how can you fall in love with a slave? And Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, because of his taqwa and his piety and being a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he preferred to go to jail than that he should be seduced by this woman. But nevertheless, on one occasion, she to show these women that why she is in love. So she gathered them and she asked Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to pass by. In the meantime, she gave them some lemon, orange, whatever it was in the hand, and gave a knife. And when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was given the beauty of if the whole world, whatever beauty there is, half of that was given to him. When they saw that, they cut their fingers. So she was trying to show that how handsome her Yusuf was. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the night of Miraj in Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gathered all the anbiya of the past and showed them that you look at my mehboob, my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Khatamul Anbiya, Rahmatul lil alameen. Miraj isliye hua ki arsh kursi lauh qalam tamam aasman sab makhlooq sabse uncha jo is makhlooq mein hai aur jo ashraful makhlooqat hai wo mere pyare Muhammad hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Arsh, kursi, anything you look at is nothing but makhluk. It is a creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Human beings, animals, creatures, fish in the sea, everything is makhluk. And the greatest in the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is my mehboob, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Miraj yun hua ke sabko Jibreel ke waaste se atiyat mile. آج جبرائیل کو بھی کھڑا رہنے دیا واسطے کو ختم کر دیا فرمایا جو کچھ نبوت کے لائق تھا واسطہ آج اپنے محبوب کو دے دیا بلا واسطہ آج اپنے محبوب کو دے دیا up till now all the nabis they should receive wahi they should receive whatever they received as gifts from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala it was brought by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam And now in this night, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly without any intermediary. فَأَوْحَا إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَا مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَىٰ أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَىٰ مَا يَرَىٰ So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. How much he gave, nobody knows. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has invited and he is the one who is giving,
then can we imagine what he must have given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Farmaya mujhe koi bhi na dekh saka, na dikhaye to koi nabi bhi nahi dekh sakta. Mere anwar ko agar koi dekh sakta hai, to sirf Amina ka lal dekh sakta hai.
No matter how great the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may be, but if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not show himself, nobody can see Allah ta'ala. The only eyes in this world which we are given that ability to see Nabi Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was the eyes of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. So that was the reason.
Miraj is liye hua, Allah ke bulane ka kaisa andaaz hai. Pehle khuda ne sawari ka intizam kiya.
Now look at how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala called him.
Pehle Allah ne sawari ka intizam kiya. 70,000 farishto ko beja.
Allah ta'ala sent the buraq, the speed of which was like that of lightning. The steps that it used to take was like the speed of light. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent 70,000 angels to accompany Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But look at the izaz, look at the welcome.
Jannat sawari gayi, jahannam ke darwaze band kiye gaye, qabr ka azab utha diya gaya, huro ko ta'ayyunat kiya gaya, 124,000 anbiya ko istiqbal ke liye laya gaya, puri ummat ke aamal samne rakhe gaye, jannat o jahannam ke manazir dikhaye gaye. Ye sare kaam raat ke mukhtasar waqt mein kiye gaye, phir raat ko Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke anwarat ki tajalli hone lagi. 70,000 angels,
jannat, the doors were opened, jahannam, fire of hell, the doors were closed. Whichever qabristan, whichever person was sleeping, whatever kind of azab he was getting due to his sins, all that was removed on that night because of this miraj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Baitul Muqaddas, 124,000 nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala welcoming Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Istiqbal, like how we say, the welcoming jamaat. Now here, if a person is coming, the prime minister is coming, or the finance minister is coming, or the king is coming, or the prince is coming, or the queen is coming, or king is coming, then we say that there were thousands of people welcoming. No doubt there will be thousands of people welcoming, but what will be the condition of those that will be welcoming? They'll be dancing, singing, drinking. Somebody will be smoking. Somebody will be puffing. And look at the mess that they make and the filth that is around. And the welcome of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Masjid al-Aqsa. Every Nabi was ready with his wuzu. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informed Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that these are all the Anbiya. And said, now who is going to give the azan? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was told, you give the azan. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told, now you will make the imamat to show that you are Khatamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Anbiya. This increases our love for our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. I can go on whole night with this discussion of Miraj, but I want to end just on these few points. That this was one of the reasons Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to show that what kind of istiqbal he gives to his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that no Nabi was ever given this kind of welcome. And even in this world, 70,000 angels come down Madina Sharif every day. 70,000 angels, we don't have the sight to look at those angels, but the 70,000 descend who will never get another chance for the rest of their lives every day. So many are stationed around the Rauza Mubarak. And then the millions of angels who carry the durood and salam of the people from around the globe, they are coming there. Look at the honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet we find it difficult, or we find it shameful, or we find that it is beyond us to obey Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who was rahmatul lil alameen. Allah farmate hai, Miraj is liye karwa raha hu, ke koi kisi basti aur shahar ka imam hai. Mera Muhammad imamo ka bhi imam hai. A person can be imam of a masjid, Juma masjid, Haram Sharif masjid, this masjid, that masjid. But he cannot be the Imamul Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala showed that he is the Imamul Anbiya. So we can go on and on, but the time is going by and we don't have the capacity to sit all night and listen. So let us conclude with just those two or three points which I repeat every year, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was shown the fire of Jahannam and the people that were suffering, what were the causes of their suffering, and why he informed us of those things is so that we may distance ourselves from it. People's lips were being cut with scissors of fire. When he was questioned, he was told that these are the preachers of your ummah. That they used to create division, disunity, friction, or even the general people. That instead of creating some kind of unity, they used to create disunity, fights, arguments, quarrels. People's skins were being cut with scissors of fire. Said, who are these people? Said, these are the people who used to, as we say in common language, they used to posh up, they used to dress up, they used to beautify themselves to go and meet the illicit beloveds. That means they used to go for adultery or fornication, so they used to dress up. These are the people, the skins will be cut. Pots of meat with rotten, stinking, filthy meat. And on the other side, delicious, well-cooked, full of aroma. But the people are being forced to eat that filthy, dirty, stinking, rotten meat. So who are these people? These are the people who had beautiful wives at home. But instead of going to their wives, they used to go to those prostitutes. They used to go to the haram. This is the sazaya. This is the punishment here. People's heads with big, big rocks, they used to be crushed. And after a little while, the head comes right again, and it is crushed again and comes right again. He said, O Jibreel, who are these people? He said, these are the people whose heads used to get very heavy at the time of namaz. In other words, they shouldn't make namaz. They used to find it very difficult to make it up for fajr namaz. Their heads used to like the pillow and the warm beds. And no matter how much of preaching and how much of Quran Sharif ayat and ahadith you tell them, that those who don't make the namaz, they'll be with Fir'aun and Haman and Shaddad and Namrud on the day of Qiyamah, but they were not interested in making salat. So this is their punishment. People with huge bellies, and from the outside you can see inside snakes wriggling around. Say, oh Jibreel, who are these people? Say, these are the people who used to charge interest. They used to take usury. So in the world, they got rich with that usury. They got rich with that interest taking. But this is their punishment in the Akhirah. Another riwayat, that the horses are trampling upon them. And many, many other things. People with bundles of wood on their head. Very heavy bundle, it's the pressure of that is making them fall, but they are wanting to add on more and more to that. So these are the people who had the trust of people, trust in the control, amanats, masjid amanat, madrasa amanat, orphans amanat, widows amanat, estates, amanats. They couldn't do justice, but they were taking on more and more. This is the punishment in the Akhirah. He was shown people who are making ghibat, what was their punishment, and all the other sins. So it shows that it is our sins which will take a shape and form in the Akhirat. And on the other hand, people were just planting seeds, and within seconds they were harvesting the crop. And then again they plant, and within seconds they harvest the crop. And so many other things of that kind were shown. So these are the people who were doing righteous deeds, good amal, good actions. So now they are reaping the rewards here in the akhirat. So life is going to come to an end. We are going to die. We are going to leave this world. So let us make the best of the life that remains. Most of it is gone and we do not know how much remains. And there is no question of living till old age in these days. So let us make tawbah, istighfar, turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and pledge that we will make our salat 5 times a day, because that was the gift of Mi'raj. And that is a solution to our problems, together with tadbir, making use of the means. But the barakat in those means will come through that salat, if we are going to make it properly. Ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Seek the help of Allah with patience and with salah. And so many ahadith on salat, if we discuss just salat, we can go on. Read the fazail of salat of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. It will encourage us. And we will benefit. Allah Ta'ala doesn't benefit. If a person gets up for Fajr Salat, Allah benefits in any way. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma aftah lana bil khair wa akhtim lana bil khair wa ja'ala waqib umurina bil khair. Biyadika al khair innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most kind Allah. O my most generous Allah, O my most tolerant Allah, O my most beneficent, merciful Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Nothing was hidden from your sight. Nothing was unknown to you. My beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then when we were committing sins. You could have destroyed us. You could have paralyzed us. You could have caused the earth to shake beneath our feet and swallow each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have sent gale force winds, you could have sent flood waters and destroyed us. But how merciful you are, how kind you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat, drink, wear, transport to move around. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. My Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins in the newspapers. We are not broadcasting our sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you took Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Mi'raj. You showed him the heaven and the earth. Ya Allah, you blessed him with your presence. Oh my beloved Allah, you blessed Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam with so much in the night of Mi'raj. He came and informed the ummah of what he had seen. But my beloved Allah, we are so negligent that we still indulge in all those sins which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us that they bring such kind of disaster in the akhirat. And they bring disaster in this world. They bring restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. My beloved Allah, we are tonight turning towards you. We do not wish to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, we pledge that we are not going to return to those sins. Give us courage, my beloved Allah, of lions against our nafs. How long are we going to remain the proverbial fox against our nafs? Nafs and shaitan, our declared enemies, they want to drag us down the gutters of shame, disgrace, humiliation, suffering, anxieties, problems. Ya Allah, save us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. My beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses and the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests and the trials. My beloved Allah, the ummah is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, it is our sins we know, which is the major cause of our problems. But don't look at our sins anymore, my beloved Allah. Look at the tears of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which were shed for the sake of this ummah. Look at the blood of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which was shed for the sake of this ummah. He was stoned in Taif, oh my beloved Allah, so much that his shoes were filled with this Mubarak blood. He was stoned in Uhud, he fell down unconscious. The pins of his helmet, Ya Allah, penetrated his jaws. He was stoned, his teeth were shattered. When he went for sajda in the Haram Sharif, intestines of animals were placed on his back. He was taken out of Makkatul Mukarrama, which was his beloved city. When he was leaving Makkatul Mukarrama, he turned towards Makkah and said, "Oh Makkah, I dearly love you. If it had not been for my people taking me out, I would not have left you." Ya Allah, 3 solid years he and his people were boycotted, ostracized in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. No food was allowed. The time came when they had to chew leaves of trees for survival. How much he sacrificed for us. If it had not been for his sacrifices and his companions' sacrifices, we would not have been taking your name today. We would not have recognized you. We don't know in which church we would have been ringing bells. We don't know before which idol we too would have been folding our hands. Ya Allah, that Nabi of yours who dearly loved us, who cried so much for us, when he is informed that ummat for whom you teared so much, the ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, Hollywood and Bollywood movies, the ummat in fraud, the ummat in adultery and fornication, the ummat running casinos and discos, the women of the ummat dancing on the stages of the world, no hijab, no haya, no shame, no modesty left. Ya Allah, when he is informed that Makkatul Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba, the fitnas have entered. Filthy music can be heard even a few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak. Filthy pictures can be seen. How much of pain and injury it must be causing to him. But oh Allah, you are dearly forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness. Forgive us. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaato. My beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? Time is going to come when the soul will be squeezed out of our bodies. How many janazas we have shouldered to the qabristan. The time will come when we will have to proceed in the same direction. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, those who have undergone operations or those who are planning to go undergo operations. Ya Allah, those who have been injured in accidents. Ya Allah, those who have been hurt and injured with the bombs that rained upon them in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and in so many other places. Ya Allah, those who are suffering, whatever kind of suffering it may be, remove their suffering and pain. Bless everyone with shifa. Bless everyone with complete shifa of all illnesses. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. We know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise, but we are extremely weak. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, those who are spiritually sick, all of us are spiritually sick, give us complete shifa from our spiritual ailments. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty stricken, give them wealth. Ya Allah, those who are starving, give them food. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are homeless, provide for them shelter. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are depressed, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, they are in debts. Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their suffering. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, our problems. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the entire mankind. Give hidayat and guidance to the enemies of Islam. Ya Allah, open the teachings of Islam before them. Ya Allah, those who have made up their minds that they will never accept Islam and continue with persecution, torture, tyranny, oppression, then, my beloved Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the nations of the past. Cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink, division amongst their ranks. My beloved Allah, you are the same powerful Almighty Allah that was at the time of Badr, Uhud, Khandaq, Fateh Makkah. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai, mere maula, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Hum kamzor ho gaye, tu to kamzor nahi hua. We have gone weak, you haven't gone weak, my beloved Allah. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you become ours, our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. We'll have enjoyment and peace and happiness with our wives and our children and our families. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our life, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every bounty of yours. Don't snatch and seize those bounties because of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. If you have to shut the door of maghfirat, who do we turn to? If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to another. But my Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, if you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, which door is there that we can tap? Hamare hal par raham farma, karam farma. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, how much he prayed for us. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, prostitute quarters, adultery, fornication. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. How can we be in haram places? Give us the himmat and courage to distance ourselves from haram, to throw out of our lives everything that has brought corruption in our lives. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he prayed for the ummah. Ya Allah, protect the iman of the ummah. Protect our Islam. Protect our homes, our properties, our children, our businesses.
change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Change the conditions of insecurity to that of security. Ya Allah, bless us with peace, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his 124,000 companions in Hajjatul Wida, how much du'as he made for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. The du'as that he made after kissing the Hajr-e Aswad. The du'as that he made while making the tawaf. The du'as that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat. The du'as that he made in the Hatim Sharif. The du'as that he made when he attached himself to the Multazam. Ha, my Allah, how much he cried at the Multazam. The du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam. The du'as that he made behind Muqam-e Ibrahim. The du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa. The du'as that he made in Mina and in Arafat. That sinless, masoom Nabi of yours. From Zuhr till Maghrib, he extends his Mubarak hands and he begs for the Ummah. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made in Muzdalifah. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our families with that goodness. Bless the Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the whole Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid-e-Aqsa. Protect our Masajid, Madaris, institutions of Deen. Accept all the works of Deen that are taking place. Dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, Madaris, Khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash, Talim, Ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, puri Ummah ki khidmat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good desires, wishes, aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you in this Mubarak night. Oh my beloved Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires. Make the conditions suitable, my beloved Allah, and conducive to the fulfillment of their wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the hardship, the difficulties, the problem, the pain, the suffering, the diseases, the deaths that each and every individual is suffering from, who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, remove their difficulties, remove their pain, remove their problems, remove their deaths. Bless them with the best of dunya and akhirah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka. يا خير خلق الله يا الله. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.